16 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and on 100.3 FM. Going to be a really interesting weekend, a very fun weekend. Hopefully we get plenty of sunshine. We've got a lot of it right now because this weekend at Lorain County Community College, Tetrad is performing, and here to tell us more about the group and their performance this weekend, we have Dr. Robert Beckstrom joining us on the hotline. Dr. Beckstrom, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm very well, Andy. Thank you so much for having us on. How are you doing?
Oh, so lovely. I mean, I'm enjoying the sunshine. This is fantastic. In the fall, I wish we could just kind of bottle some of these days where it is sun-soaked outside. So hopefully you guys get a lot of that this weekend as well. And well, before we get into the performance, I had no idea, but you are very closely tied in with Lorain County Community College. What's your connection with the college?
I worked there. I just retired 2 years ago after putting in 31 years. Most of that time, I was the Dean of Arts and Humanities. So I administrated the academic side of all the arts and humanities and so forth. And I conducted the Civic Orchestra, which I still do. It's the one thing I still do at the college is I conduct the orchestra. So music is my background, and so that's what I did there.
Very cool stuff. So having said all of that, tell us about the group Tetrad. I know you guys are a jazz quartet, but tell us about the performance this weekend.
Sure. Well, when I retired, one of my goals was to sort of get the horns out of the cases, practice up, and put together a band. And so this group is sort of a dream come true. Mike Myers is our keyboard player. He's been playing since he could walk almost. He's been playing forever. Very good player. We have a bass player that's 2 years in the United States from Puerto Rico, so he has a big background in salsa and all kinds of things. Actually, he loved to play metal, too. So, I mean, the guy's played everything. And then we have a drummer who's fairly recently picked it up but as an adult, and he's very good, too. So it's the four of us. We play. We play a combination of standards like the Herbie Hancock Maiden Voyage that comes out of the 50s or 60s, excuse me. There's Black Orpheus, that's a bossa nova from 1959. We do a David Sanborn, Bob James hit called Maputo, and little black gospel, a little bit of Negro spiritual, real. Hopefully there's something to please just about anybody. We try to have energy. We try to be quiet. We try to give you a range of expression.
So how did you guys get together? I always find that fascinating, the way that a band forms and the way you were just describing it. You have guys with wildly different backgrounds. How did this band come together?
Well, Mike and I go way back. We were in a musical thing a number of years ago, but it had been about 10 years. But he was in the back of my mind because he's so good. I thought, if I have a band, I've got to have Mike because he's so good. The other two guys, they go to our church. So we know them from there. But it was just lucky thing because Jose is a bass player. He has just such tremendous technique. I couldn't find a better bass player looking around if I tried. And same way with Odell. So the three of us, we knew each other from our church association. But in the case of Mike, he was an old friend of mine. But in that file that goes, if I ever need a piano player, he's my man.
So you mentioned that, you know, you've been around for just a couple of years here and that this is really kind of a dream come true for you, putting this band together. Give us an idea as to why this has been such a dream come true for you to formulate this band.
Well, there's as a musician, it's wonderful to play, but to play, be able to play in a situation where you are now among peers that push you. So this is not a group that I go in and I can, you know, as I've got academic background, I teach people. I don't have to teach these guys. These guys teach me. They push me, and we push each other. And so that becomes the excitement of it. We also have a wonderful chemistry. We like each other as human beings. We have a great, great relationship. So there's a joy. Hopefully people, when they come, they'll see the joy we have in performing and also just sharing the stage together. And so that's what makes a thing like this special. It's the music, but it's also the camaraderie.
Robert, you bring up the chemistry you guys have. I know in jazz, you get a few opportunities to kind of improv some things. Does that help with the chemistry aspect, guys, knowing kind of when to hold off and let you just kind of go at it or vice versa?
Absolutely. You know, if you just read about histories of famous bands, oftentimes when you have people just fighting for space – or to control or to be noted, it ends up in conflict. And one of the tricks is in this music is to step forward when it's your turn, but to then step back and support when it isn't. But then it's also a matter of having sort of like common instincts. So when somebody's doing something, you go, ah, I know what he's doing. I'll put this in, and this will support it. So there becomes a sense of it's almost like one head playing four different parts at the same time if that chemistry part really works.
We're speaking with Dr. Robert Beckstrom with the group Tetrad. They are performing at Lorain County Community College this weekend. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Dr. Beckstrom, you play electric guitar and sax. Two wildly different instruments. Is there one that you enjoy a bit more than the other, or do you enjoy them both the same?
I enjoy them both the same, which is why I'm doing both of them. But I got to them differently. I went through the school system learning musical instruments, and so saxophone was my thing. I studied it in college. Actually, I studied from a very renowned professor at UCLA, who himself won a Grammy Award for his clarinet playing a number of years ago. But at any rate, so I did the clarinet, did the saxophone academically. The guitar I learned back when we moved to California when I was in junior high school, okay? And we lived in an area where there was no television. So believe it or not, I went through high school and junior high without a television in the house. So what was I going to do? Well, I sat down, there was a guitar in the house. And so that's how I learned it, was from a lack of television. So I'm solely self-taught on the guitar, but on the saxophone, I studied it in the university, all that kind of thing.
So most of what you did with the guitar, that was just kind of experimental, sitting around the house. You were looking for something to do. You had a guitar, you started messing with it, and here you are all these years later. You've gotten pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, 50 years later, I'm starting to know my way around it. Also, when I retired, I really put myself into it intensely to pick up my technique. So it makes it fun. Also, that way there's more for the audience. If you get sick and tired of the saxophone, I put it down and I pick up the guitar, and then vice versa. So there's a nice, variety to what we do and the sounds that we make.
Your musical expression incorporates dimensions of both diversity and unity. Give us an idea as to how you guys achieve this.
Well, First off, we have really, really different backgrounds, as we've already described. So we have the opportunity of taking somebody's idea or somebody else's idea, and it comes in, like Jose says, well, in salsa, if we just move the beat a little bit here, this will have this kind of a feel. Or Mike, who has... He can imitate just about anything, but he's from Detroit, so he knows Motown like crazy. And they'll bring in ideas, but then all at once they become our idea together because we have this bond. So it's not just like it's four disparate parts sort of fighting against each other. Instead, you have all of these different ideas that kind of come together into a unified ultimate performance.
Well, Dr. Beckstrom, we'll cut you loose on this. For those who are heading down to Lorain County Community College over the next couple of nights to see you guys in concert, what are they going to see in concert when they head down there tomorrow night and Saturday?
Well, hopefully they're going to see some really well-performed jazz. They're going to see a variety. So some of it will be contemporary. Some of it will be traditional. A little bit of everything. I think they're going to have fun. The other thing is the space is fantastic. It's a small theater, only seats about 100, maybe 110 if we shoehorn some extra in. So you see us up close. So you'll see us perspire, wink, blush, the whole thing. And so that makes it fun too.
Very cool stuff. Again, 8 o'clock tomorrow and 8 o'clock on Saturday at Lorain County Community College's Sirigliano Studio Theater. $20 tickets, $10 for Lorain County Community College students with a valid ID, children 18 and under, and active duty military with valid ID as well. Dr. Beckstrom, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by and shedding some light on how you guys got together and giving us a glimpse as to what we're going to see this weekend.
Thank you so much, Andy. We'll see you around.
Thank you very much, Dr. Beckstrom. Again, that's Dr. Robert Beckstrom with the group Tetrad. That's really cool to find out how they all kind of came together. And as he was stating, what makes that group really interesting is the diverse background with the members.
Yeah, pretty cool. And he mentioned it too. I mean, having that chemistry, obviously very important when you're a member of a band, particularly it seems when you're in jazz, playing blues. I mean, like I said, a lot of improv involved in those music. Beautiful musics as well, too. I always thought, you know, jazz is kind of the father, mother of all kinds of music. You can hear a little bit of jazz in everything you listen to, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. All right, let's get to a quick break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Greg Bancic, the Columbia superintendent, is going to join us on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. He joins us at 4:10. And the 5 o'clock hour, Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus will stop by to talk Ohio State football. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues right after this here on AM 930 WEOL and on the new 100.3 FM.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness. Those in recovery are helping themselves and helping each other, with family, friends, and community lending their strength and support. For referrals to mental health and substance use disorder treatment, contact the Mental Health, Addiction, and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County at 440-282-9920. That's 440-282-9920.
Here we go.
Get the week's high school results on the Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up, presented by the Center for Orthopedics.
Come on now.
Saturday mornings at 9.